Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've seen more of Dr. Fauci than I have my wife. We kid each other, but they look, who's president? Fauci.
All of a sudden, I realize, God, you're getting old, Biden.
I'm an old man. I hate everything but Matlock. Ooh, it's on now.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Currently, CDC is expanding a surveillance program with Express Check. We are also actively working with the airlines to collect passenger information that can be used by CDC and local public health jurisdictions to enhance contact tracing and post-arrival follow-up should a case be identified in a traveler.
Have those tight requirements on the international travel. We have the workplace requirements. Jonathan will continue to look at all options and everything's on the table.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Rochelle Walensky from Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. Beautiful person from Harvard, used to work for Charlie Parker, the bust-out governor.
You're a loser.
What could possibly go wrong with it, giving her hundreds of millions of dollars to have surveillance power over the airports? You know, I thought they had enough surveillance at the airports, but they're going to Atlanta, Newark, San Francisco, and I think LaGuardia. They got to put in these pilot programs for surveillance. I'd like to have some surveillance programs down on the Rio Grande. How about that? God, it's really scary what's going on. And we're going to play those Rochelle Walensky cuts. I mean, that they're just, and again, a bunch of Republicans in the House voted for this expenditure to give her the money to pay for all of this, quote, and in her words, surveillance. Surveillance of Americans and legal citizens. Wait, if you're an illegal alien, you got fentanyl in the backpack, a tattoo on your face, you know, you're a convicted rapist and you've been deported, and coming back into the state if you're a convicted felon is a felony, but we don't charge them. You don't have to worry. They'll just give you they'll put you in the limousine to the welfare office. But if you're an American citizen coming in, they backed off a little bit now, but they were saying that if you were an American citizen or a legal alien with 10 million bucks in your pocket or 10 bucks or whatever, coming into the country legally, you'd have to be quarantined for 7 days because of what? Omicron, which now the number of cases in the United States has doubled in the last 24 hours. It's gone from 1 to 2. Oh. But the worst thing, I couldn't believe it last night. I mean, I'm not easily shocked by stuff I see on TV news, but I was gobsmacked, I guess is the best word I can think of, by these reports from Australia. Apparently they're just locking people up if they don't want to get vaccinated. And a lot of them apparently are Aborigines. Can you say the word Aborigines, or is that a proscribed word now? You have to call them native inhabitants or Aborigines.
How dare you?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Anyway, they've been locking these people up. They call them resilience centers. I mean, talk about Orwellian right there, resilience centers. And so apparently, this wasn't on the reports I saw last night, but I've read this afternoon that there were three teenage boys, 15, 16, and 17. They
crikey, mate, what they got locked up in here for? Let's go out and get some Fosters, put some shrimps on the barbies.
So they took it on the lamb. They busted out. I mean, again, they weren't sick, because after they caught them, they tested them again, and they tested negative. So they're just locking people up willy-nilly. This is Australia.
Your papers, please.
I mean, I think of Australia as kind of like Canada, you know, with kangaroos, cute little kangaroos, which Canada doesn't have, a better climate. And yet they've just totally gone back to being a penal colony. And if you haven't heard these news reports, this is just like, you know, you're watching, you've lost your mind, or your remote control is broken, or you're crippled, or you're drunk and you can't get off the couch to turn the station away from the crappy local news. And you're watching local news. And this is the story that pops up on Australian local news. This isn't a prison camp. This isn't a penal colony. This is a COVID camp. This is where they're putting people who don't get the shot, who don't get jabbed. Cut five. Okay.
We start with breaking news at Darwin, where three people have escaped from the Howard Springs COVID quarantine facility. Talia Sava's there for us. Talia, good morning. There's a search underway right now.
Excuse me, it's not a prison, it's a facility. You heard that again. Another Orwellian phrase, a facility. Cut six.
Good morning to you. We've been told the trio scaled the fence in the early hours of this morning. Police receiving reports around 4:40 a.m. Now, major police checkpoints have been set up around Howard Springs for the past several hours. As you can see in these pictures, they've been conducting thorough searches in car boots, checking vehicle registrations, cars and buses alike.
Yeah, she's doing a voiceover, and they have their roadblocks set up, and these cars are in a line, and they're opening the trunks trying to find these escapees who scaled the fence, mate. Scaled the fence. Cut seven.
Irrespective of that, what is concerning is that the absconders have been somewhat on a higher pace in recent weeks. We're going to move to additional mobile CCTV cameras to those areas. It's a 165-acre site, the Howard Springs facility. That is an enormous footprint. And as you can appreciate, we cannot have human resources on every single access and egress point to that facility. It is not a jail. The people in there are not criminals. They are people who have unfortunately been caught up in the reality, and I say reality, of COVID-19.
I stand to be corrected if I'm wrong, but I believe they've had fewer COVID fatalities in Australia than Massachusetts has had. And Massachusetts is a single state with 7 million people. And they've got these people. If it's not a jail, then why are the cops conducting roadblocks to get these guys? Why did they have to scale? If it's not a prison, why did they have to scale a fence? Good Lord. I mean, this is again, these are our Anglo-American brothers. You know, I mean, they don't have a constitution, but they do have the Magna Carta, and they do have theoretically a freedom of speech, a freedom of the press. I mean, this is scary. When they're locking, and why are they locking them up? Why exactly are they locking them up? Let's go to Rochelle Walensky, the head of the Centers for Disease Control, and also the Centers for Rent Control. Remember that she tried to establish rent control in the United States. Like, you know, and again, you got these idiots like Jim Cramer on CNBC, the toothless OSHA. OSHA has no power to enforce these mandates. CDC has no power to enforce rent control and ban rent evictions. This is bad what's going on here. Bad. And I try not to overstate any of this, but this is, listen to her now. Again, now she's from Harvard. She's a beautiful person. And she's a physician, and her husband had a nice company which he sold out big time and made millions of dollars. And, you know, we gave the story to Scott Housel at Red State, Grace and I. But This is Rochelle Walensky is talking about what she's just gotten a budgetary appropriation to do with setting up surveillance. And again, her word, not mine, surveillance. Cut number nine.
Currently, CDC is expanding a surveillance program with Express Check to JFK, San Francisco, Newark, and Atlanta airports, four of the busiest international airports in the country. This program allows for increased COVID testing for specific international arrivals, increasing our capacity to identify those with COVID-19 on arrival to the United States, and enhancing our surveillance for the Omicron variant.
The Omicron variant, which has doubled in one day from one case to two cases.
I wonder if any agency along the southern border applied for this grant.
Exactly. That's just what I keep thinking. But that's a different situation, as Fauci told us, Peter Ducey yesterday. That's a different situation. Those are criminals that want to go on welfare coming into the United States, as opposed to U.S. citizens going through these airports and people who are trying to come legally into the country who have cash to support themselves with. So you have to treat them like criminals, as opposed to the illegal alien, fentanyl dealers, gangbangers, MS-13 gang members, et cetera, who are coming across the southern border. You have to treat them like royalty. Wow. We're going to play some more cuts, and we'll take some calls on this. 844-500-4242. As the variants become less and less severe, and they weren't that severe to begin with, let's be blunt about it, the government seems more and more eager to restrict your civil liberties and your personal freedoms. 844-500-4242. As we age, the fatigue and failing endurance we feel can't be fixed with more and more caffeine, much as we might try to make it that way. Introducing a new way to start your day with Super Beats Heart Chews. They're a tasty treat that gives you the energy you need, and they're good for you also. No more afternoon coffees, energy drinks, and candy for a quick pick-me-up. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine and promote heart-healthy energy for your day without a caffeine crash. Because Super Beats Heart Chews have unique, clinically researched grapeseed extract that promotes heart-healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. Look at them. I'm holding them in my hand right now. They're wrapped in foil like candy. They taste good like candy, but they're not full of refined sugar and empty calories. They have the grapeseed extract that's good for your heart health, your blood pressure, and your circulation. I put two in my pocket when I leave in the morning. I have one before I even have my first cup of coffee in the morning. Then I'm going to have one right now as the show begins to give myself a boost of energy. It's really, really good for you. That's why I choose Super Beats Heart Chews for heart-healthy energy, and you should do it as well. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. For my listeners only today, you can get up to 45% off, plus free shipping at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. This is their best offer available anywhere. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie, up to 45% off at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm going to have one right now. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The jump line, weekdays at 5, right here on the Howie Carr Show. This time of year brings out the charity and warmth in most of us.
We don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere, is that clear? Or do I have to slip you my lip for a convincer?
Well, I did say most of us, right? Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a deal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, we got a good deal today. We just got some of the product in, and it's quite good. It's from Fabrizia Lemon Baking Company in Salem, New Hampshire. Fresh baked cookies, biscotti, lemon loaves, and more. Fabrizia imports lemons directly from Sicily to make their award-winning all-natural Fabrizia Limoncello. Then they use that very same limoncello to make each and every one of their products. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Fabrizia Lemon Baking Company for just $25 by going to HowieCarshow.com and clicking store. Customers will receive a digital code upon purchasing that can be redeemed at FabriziaLemonBakingCompany.com. With us now, and Grace is in the studio as well, is one of the owners of Fabrizia, Phil Mastroianni. Phil, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Howie, thanks for having me on, and don't worry, I can barely say the name too, and it's my own company.
Mastroianni.
Fabrizia.
Fabrizia. Fabrizia. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
But anyway, the lemon loaves are fantastic. You sent us a box down here in Florida. The cookies are fantastic too, but I'm a real lemon loaf guy, and it was really good.
That's so really funny, good. Howie. That's the first thing Phil brought in, this big basket of all different stuff, biscotti and cookies, and the first thing I went for was the lemon loaf, and it really is delicious. And you know what I love about it? When you open up the box, it just smells like lemons. Yeah. It's so amazing.
Well, what keeps it really moist is we use our own Fabrizia Limoncello in the batter, and it just, and also in the glaze, and it just keeps it moist and gives it that beautiful lemon flavor. Yeah,
the glaze was fantastic. I love glaze, but this was a particularly good glaze. The cookies were also extremely moist, I must say. You know, it's like 400 calories per cookie, so even I have to, like, you know, go easy on the cookies. I break it in two, and then I break it in two again.
But they're big enough that you can do that.
Yes, they are pretty big. And Howie, you know what my favorite part is? I said to Phil when we were outside, I'm like, oh, this is such a good idea. You know, people could send these as a holiday gift basket or bring them to a party. And I said, but where do they have to go to get them? And he said, it's all online. And I mean, that's just music to my ears, not having to go into a store, and you can send it across the country, right?
Yeah, and everywhere. We have it set up so that we work with FedEx and anywhere across the country in 2 days.
2 days.
They're fresh. Yep.
Wow. So if you get it today, you can have it there by Saturday?
Yes. Or, yeah. Yeah. It's we promise to get orders out within 3 business days of ordering, and we'll be there 2 days thereafter. Everything, you know, you can track everything, and you know, but it's, you know, it's a bakery. We want to get to people fresh. The cookies are good for 30 days. The lemon loaves 10. So we want to work with FedEx, that way people can get it quickly.
All right, this is a good deal. Fabrizia Lemon Baking Company in Salem, New Hampshire. Now, do you have to get the sampler boxes or baskets, or can you just order specifically like lemon loaf?
Yep, you can order specifically. This whole thing actually started with the limoncello cookie last year. We had an idea during COVID. We're like, you know, how could we diversify a little bit, use the limoncello? It wasn't being enjoyed in as many restaurants as it usually would be because of COVID. And that's put in some cookies and batter, and you can buy them all piecemeal, Howie, or you can buy the holiday boxes. The holiday boxes are definitely the most popular, but you can buy them all piecemeal.
The thing I like about the holiday boxes is that it's everything has this lemon flavor to it, but it's all things that people love. It's like a brownie, biscotti, cookies. It's real classic stuff that everyone's going to want to dig into.
So you started out by making limoncello. So you can still get limoncello at various liquor stores around the area?
Yeah, and down there, you know, if you put on some clothes and whatnot and get out of your house, Howie, you can go to a Total Wine down in Florida, and you can...
Can I go to the one in Natick?
You can go to Natick as well. But
how about Everett?
Everett has them too, but and across Florida, all the Totals, but the limoncello is, you know, it's out there. That's our original item, and you can find that too. You can't have that shipped to your house, but you have to go to a liquor store for it.
Okay, so this is for the bakery products, though. It's really quality stuff, and I really enjoy it. And again, the cookies are great, and the lemon loaves, and there's just all kinds of good stuff in here. And so what you want to do, if you want to get a $50 gift card to Fabrizia Lemon Baking Company in Salem, New Hampshire, and it's not, they don't have a bakery that you can walk into, no mortar bakery. You just order it online, HowieCarshow.com, and click on store. Phil, thank you so much. Great product. We love it.
Thank you, Howie.
All right. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. Go to howiecarshow.com and click store to get your Let's Go Brandon t-shirt for $19.99, which I'm wearing if you're watching on social media or Rumble. That's howiecarshow.com and click on store. I know we're late to the party with these t-shirts, but these are really nice t-shirts, I must say. And I think they're doing very well, but check it out.
Howie, I wore mine home yesterday, and Will, the second he saw it, he goes, "Ooh, wow, that's really nice. Can I have one?" And I said, probably in a few months, you know, once we have a couple extra. But right now, they're hot commodities, so not right now. But I think everyone wants a Let's Go Brandon, but they didn't really know where to get it before. But now you have a spot, you can get it.
All right, so that's good. And HowieCarshow.com. Click on store, and you can also get the cheap bastard deal, the Fabrizia lemon bacon.
Better hurry
company.
Up. They're going fast.
They're going so good.
They are really good.
Howie, I have one of the lemon loaves in my hand right now.
I ate the last of the lemon loaves yesterday.
Delicious.
Mailroom manager opened it and gave it to some of the help in the building, and I said, you could have given them the biscotti, but you should have kept the lemon loaves.
She's a more generous soul than you are.
I know. I probably didn't need that more than one, but it was delicious. Anyway, go ahead. What do you got for news, Grace?
Well, first, are we going to do the poll question?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I read it and then we didn't do it anymore. Yeah, what is the poll question, Taylor, and what are the results thus far?
What are you more concerned about, Omicron or the government's reaction to Omicron?
The government's reaction, rather. Obviously, I think.
97% say the government's reaction.
Yes, I would agree with that. Here's some news.
And the other 3% are worried they're going to be the third person in the United States to come down with Omicron. By the way, I was talking about Australia and versus Massachusetts, and my guy down here looked it up. Australia has a population of 25 million. They've had 2,006 fatalities, and they're locking up people. They're locking them up because they won't get the jab. Massachusetts has 7 million people. 7 million people, about Australia has 3.5 times more than we do. We've had 19,430 fatalities. I thought about whether I should read those numbers because Charlie Parker's going to go, now that I'm not running again, I'm going to open up some prisons. I'm going to, that vaccine passport, I was lying when I said it was voluntary. It's mandatory unless you want to be locked up at MCI Charlie.
They're overflow facilities, sir. It's the same as the kids in cages. They went from being kids in cages to children in overflow facilities.
Facilities. That's such a nice word. Would you rather be in a pen? Or a facility.
Well, you know what I notice is that it always seems to be these teenage boys who are getting the brunt of the COVID anger. Remember when the teenage boys in Massachusetts were watching the Bruins game and Baker was all bent out of shape? And then some of the teenage boys decided to get together for a Patriots game and Marty Walsh was livid.
Was that one of the humorous anecdotes that he and Tal Duvall were discussing yesterday when they were reminiscing about the good old days when they were shutting down bar rooms and sending out the turkey police to Market Basket?
Yeah, it's like one big country that's dealing with the plot of the movie Footloose. Like, none of us can do anything. No dancing. No watching TV.
I know. 978 says, Howie, this whole COVID thing is like a bad episode from the Twilight Zone. Countries are out of control, saving us from ourselves. Give us a break. Reagan was right. The scariest words to hear are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. Exactly.
Yeah.
So true.
He was right. And you know what I always find amazing, Howie, is the more I read about these politicians, specifically the progressive left and the squad, and how they want to do away with the filibuster, and they want to, you know, make all these new rules and or laws, and they want to defund the police. I just think our founding fathers were so brilliant that they knew that there were people who were going to try to dismantle this country. And so they set up, like, guardrails on how to keep us on the right track. And still, I have to say, the squad is giving the founding fathers a run for their money because they're trying their very best.
The founding fathers understood human nature.
Yeah.
That was their genius. And you know, the study of history, you know, people think, oh, that's old fashioned. You know, who needs to know about dead people and all that? But history is just about human nature, right? So if you understand what's happened in the past, you can anticipate what's going to happen in the future. Because human nature doesn't change, no matter what the Marxists say. It doesn't.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's kind of crazy because when you watch movies now that are based in these old, in different parts of history, whether it's like Casablanca or whatever you're watching, you really can see parallels to what's happening right now in the world, where people are just, you saw today, Howie, that Germany is going to, what was their locking down unvaccinated people? That was a news report I saw.
Yeah.
It's just getting so out of control. And the fact that people can't see it, and the fact that people are supporting this kind of authoritarian rule, the part of it I don't understand. And I saw this, the reason I even thought of it was because of your Howie's homework today.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi's at some event without a mask on, right?
And it was at the Museum of American History. It was sponsored by the California State's. It was a wax museum. She and Madame Toussaint showed up together and went down the red carpet.
Sorry, that was not nice of me, but she is.
It was hosted by the California State Society. And there were guests surrounding Pelosi, I'm reading now from Breitbart, including a child wearing masks, but Pelosi's is nowhere to be seen.
Well, here's my thing. And I really am posing this question. For people who have two masks on when they're outside and have their children in masks when they're at the park, how many times do you have to see 81-year-old Nancy Pelosi socializing mm-hmm. without a mask to realize that these people are not as afraid of this virus as they're trying to convince you to be?
Right.
They're just not. They're not afraid.
At 81, she's older than the vast, vast majority of American people. So that means that she is vastly at greater risk than the vast majority of American people. But she's not wearing a mask.
And she was not actively eating or drinking. Or the third thing, which you've learned from Joe, she was not speaking into a microphone.
What's that about?
A message was sent to all ticket holders for the event attended by Pelosi. All visitors ages 2 and older are required to wear a mask while visiting Smithsonian museums and indoor spaces, regardless of vaccination status. Security personnel at the event, as they entered, asked people who didn't have masks to put them on as soon as they arrived. And yet she's still photographed not wearing a damn mask.
Ugh.
And again, I'm not angry that she's not wearing a mask, except that everybody else has to wear a mask. So if she doesn't have to wear a mask, why does the 2-year-old kid have to wear a mask?
You know what I feel like this is, Howie?
What?
She was set up.
That's right.
I'm sure she will apologize, not for not wearing a mask, but for being set up by the museum.
That damn Smithsonian.
Oh, they foiled her again. Kamala Harris's chief spokeswoman, Simone Sanders, set to leave the White House. This is a big story, and it probably wouldn't be a big story in and of itself, but it comes on the heels of so many reports that Kamala Harris's team is kind of falling apart and that they're not getting along with Joe Biden. And
this is another recurring theme, like Nancy Pelosi being maskless. I mean, her teams have fallen apart wherever she's been, whether it's in San Francisco or Sacramento when she was the AG, or then she was in the Senate, and now she's in the White House. And, you know, she can never keep a staff.
Yes, and I have a question for you, Howie. If you were leaving a job, all right, and you had a boss you really liked, and you were going to a new job, and you had to, you know, write something in an email to the rest of the company, what's like a sentence you would say as an ode to your old boss and looking forward?
It's been a great pleasure. One of the best experiences of my working career.
All right. Now, this is what Simone wrote, okay? I'm so grateful to the VP for her vote of confidence from the very beginning and the opportunity to see what can be unburdened by what has been.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
No idea. But it doesn't sound like it was the best experience of my life. I thank her so much.
Didn't she used to work for Bernie Sanders?
Yes, she was a Bernie. What do you call a Bernie? A
Bernie
babe?
Bro, but she's a Bernie sis, I guess.
Oh, yeah, Bernie sis.
Bernie babe, I believe.
Bernie babe. Yeah, so we'll see where Simone Sanders ends up now. As you know, Howie, I talked about this a little bit earlier today, but Alec Baldwin did his interview with George Stephanopoulos. The teaser was very strange. He claims he did not pull the trigger of the gun, which led everyone who saw the trailer to go, huh?
To say, well, who did?
Someone had to. It's very, very, very odd. But for once, I think George Stephanopoulos is going to get some high ratings because I think a lot of people want to tune into that. George Soros has blood on his hands for the rise in killings nationwide. This was a very interesting piece from the New York Post by Robbie Starbuck. He said over the past 6 years or so, Soros has poured tens of millions of dollars into the campaigns of DA candidates from coast to coast, achieving a remarkable degree of success by simply overwhelming all the other candidates. Howie, this is a really good article because it breaks down how he's targeted these specific local races. Where
no, I've got a story about the murder over the weekend in around Temple University in North Philly. That was a terrible, terrible thing. This left-wing Marxist student tried to stop a 17-year-old kid from stealing his car, and he ended up getting shot and killed. And the guy had this kid had been arrested for a mugging at the age of 13.
Yeah, and it's weird, Howie, because when Newt Gingrich brought this up on Fox News a year ago, he got cut off. Like, you weren't allowed to mention the fact that George Soros was funding a lot of these DA races. But now it seems like it's okay to talk about because it's in the New York Post, and it's a good story. I'll tweet it out for people.
Well, it's also, another one that he's been promoting, I think, is the guy in San Francisco. And now the woke citizenry of San Francisco is trying to recall this guy who's the child of terrorist murderers from the Weathermen back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah. Chase Boudin?
Boudin, yes.
All right, Howie, that's it for me because I know you have a segment coming up, but I'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Grace. I'm back in Florida, but I made sure to make one last visit to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire before I took off. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. At my most recent visit, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to the show for years. Perfect Smiles has had clients from all over Howie Carr Nation, Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut, among other places. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When you need to get first-class dental work done, from full reconstructive to veneers to anything in between to just regular preventive maintenance work, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to, just off the main drag, and it has plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after videos. When you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners from all over New England travel to Perfect Smiles. If you've been putting off getting your mouth back in working order, do not procrastinate any longer. The longer you postpone maintenance work, the more painful it's likely to be. Not guaranteed, but you may have more problems. Don't put it off any longer. Visit Perfect Smiles website today. It's at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. And don't forget to let them know you are a Howie listener. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. We're joined at this time every Thursday afternoon by Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. Kevin, what is in the news this week on the financial front?
Well, obviously, the big news market movers have been the COVID variant the last couple of days. And I think the market come to realize there was a lot of media blow up of this latest variant, saying it's not as bad as maybe some of the original COVID virus was. So markets in rally mode today, fortunately, because we've been down between 4 and 5% before today since Thanksgiving. So now it's, I think, rally mode through the holidays and see what happens after the holidays.
Kevin, I understand that, when they come out with these scare headlines, the market always goes down. But it always makes me wonder about the people that are buying and selling in the market when they respond to this. When you and I and 98% of the listeners who are, listening to us right now knew that this was a bunch of hype. Why would they react that way and go down? The market went down, 900 points on Monday?
Yeah, it's a buying opportunity. I don't want to say people are day trade or insider trading, but you got to believe that the media blows it up, the market reacts to it, and I do believe some of these people jump on some of those investments. Maybe some of the hedge funds of Wall Street, maybe some of these politicians, you know, Nancy Pelosi's husband's been doing some insider trading. So I don't have a rhyme or reason to it, really.
So what about Joe Biden is saying, that this is just a normal, that the stock, the shelves aren't empty? I mean, again, who the hell is buying this? If you go to the supermarket and, you know, you're doing a full load for your family, you're not going to be able to find at least one or two items that you've never had a problem getting in the past.
Everything from grocery shopping. I've had three clients in here today talking about the lack of vehicles on the car lots, and they just can't find what they're out there looking for.
And you know, you can't bargain them down anymore because they have a stranglehold on it. It's like the houses were in the spring. People are paying over the list price sometimes to get a vehicle to get ready for winter or to get ready to drive down to the Sun Belt for the winter. So go ahead.
I was going to say, I hate to think it's a new normal, but I do believe that nothing's going to change. We're going to have this high inflation environment, lack of supply environment, until we get maybe some different people in Washington that really believe in making an economy run well. So we got to plan on this at least for the next few years.
When I listen to Biden every day coming out and just spouting off this nonsense, the other day he said people have more money in their pockets than they did a year ago. Well, you know what? Maybe that's true, maybe that isn't true, but what the hell does it matter if your money buys less? You know, they had a lot of money in their wheelbarrows in Weimar, Germany, back in the 20s, didn't they? But it didn't do them too much good. Same with Zimbabwe when Mugabe was running the country. They had wheelbarrows full of money.
You know, I had a conversation with a client just about an hour ago about exactly that. I said, the Dow could be hit 50,000 next year, but if your spendability of your dollars is 30% less, what good is that when the market's up 20%? It's just you're actually losing ground.
Right. It's like houses. Oh, the housing prices are at historic highs. Great. So I'm going to sell my house, but where am I going to get a new house?
Yep, that's the fact. And again, same story across the country. We just need people in Washington, right, that have business-friendly environment, low taxes, just get the economy running again. We need to go back to 2018, basically, is what we need to do.
Yeah, someone says they can't find Vienna fingers. I like Vienna fingers. I don't know what to tell you. We got to do an hour just on what people can't find at the supermarkets and elsewhere. Kevin, what do you suggest for people who are concerned about all these issues that we've just been talking about?
Well, coming up to the end of the year, we're talking about Roth conversions a lot of times with people. So if somebody wants to have a free consultation on looking at a Roth conversion strategy, any one of our advisors could do this with them, and they don't have to do business with us. They can call up free consultation to talk about, is a Roth conversion proper for you before the end of the year?
That means paying off the taxes on your 401k so that you don't have to pay taxes when you cash it out down the road when there may be a higher tax rate.
That's exactly right. So as tax rates go higher, it's a matter of locking in the current tax rates before the rates go up. And it makes sense because if you convert to a Roth, you get all those years of tax-free growth down the road. You don't have to worry about paying any taxes on.
So what's the number they should call if they want to talk about a Roth conversion or anything else with your people? And again, no obligation to do anything.
No obligation, yeah. It's the 1-800 number is 1-800-989-9100. And they can find us online at frisbeebenefits.com. Frisbee spelled I-E in the end and benefits with an S.com.
Okay, and the toll-free number if they want to talk about Roth conversions or anything else as we approach the end of the year and people begin to adjust their portfolios.
Yeah, it's 1-800-989-9100. And again, no obligation to anybody that calls. We can have a conversation.
All right, Kevin, if you find out where they got the Vienna fingers, let us know, and we'll get the word out to the listeners. I'm Howie Carr.